Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Happy day 9 of the program, or happy Tuesday. The reason why we run the program 91 days is because at any given point, if you have to take a step back, perhaps you are sick, which reminds me, we have posted the sickness protocol yesterday, if you haven't had an opportunity, or today, sorry, make sure you check that out. Or yeah, if you go on vacation, or for whatever reason you can't follow the program, you simply, you know, when you are ready to get back to following it, pick up from where you left off. So that's why the program, you want to complete a full 91 days, even if it takes you like 120 days to complete that 91 days. What are we talking about today? Post I got today for you, we're talking about sickness, how to navigate and follow the program when you're sick. You really want to focus on healing, but healing will always lead to detox, so you absolutely can use that to your advantage. We're also talking fresh eyes. That post refers to people using fresh eyes when they're returning to do the program again for the second, third, fourth time. There's things that you want to keep in mind. Program-wise, it works great for weight loss, but you know, you got to keep in mind getting out of your own way. Sometimes the closer people get to seeing, you know, that goal realized, they start to sabotage themselves. Sometimes in knowing what's to come, you're not as diligent, you know, about certain weeks that you perceived work better than others. Sometimes in knowing what to come and knowing that you can do it, you're not as diligent as you were the first time that you did it. So check out that post if you're a returning member. It's just going to put you in the right frame of mind moving forward. We're also talking to those of you who are either pregnant, nursing, or concerned about fertility issues. Program works great. No real concerns there, but read over that post and let us know if you have any questions. Also, Dr. Pfeiffer did a great little video for us just talking about water, addressing some of your concerns. The program is not like supplement based, and it's also not water based. When we talk about water on program and plan, it's just about making sure you're drinking enough for you specifically to be hydrated. People are different shapes and sizes, different needs. That number really is different for everyone. What we suggest is you start with that 2.7 to 3.5 liter range. Aim for that to be your minimum and then work from there. If you're drinking 3.5 liters and you're still thirsty, drink more. You know, if you are, you know, drinking less than that and your weight is dropping just fine and you seem to be hydrated and not thirsty, then, you know, continue with that. Your body's needs change every day. Your hunger levels change, the amount of water your body needs changes. Your body's needs change day to day. So you want to constantly be in tune with your body's changes day to day and constantly be adjusting from there. So some days you'll need more water than other days. Some days you'll need more food than other days, right? So this is why follow that food plan, be as consistent as possible, make sure you're hitting all your meals and snacks, even when you're not hungry, and eat to satisfaction. We're going to be working on fine-tuning those portions in the weeks to come, but for now, just don't try to eat less. But in regards to the water, Dr. Pfeiffer is also going to be joining me tomorrow live at 10:30 in the group. Not the most optimal time, but he's a surgeon and he's busy, and that's the time that we got him. So if you can't join us at 10:30 for that conversation, I will repost it. So we're going to break down all your concerns about water. But yes, someone asked me today and they said, you know, my husband wants to do the program. He can't drink as much water. Should he, you know, will the program still work? Absolutely. We're just talking about maximizing your efforts. And when it comes to water, most people think you only need that 8 to 10 glasses. Most people have been walking around dehydrated their entire life. Most people don't really understand or recognize the importance of water and being hydrated and all the detrimental effects when you're not hydrated. So it's not like the water we ask you to drink is a big ask. It's not. It's individual to your needs. It's also because you're eating so often on the food plan. If you were just eating once or twice a day, you wouldn't need that. The water, if you weren't looking to lose weight, you wouldn't need as much water. There is a rhyme and a reason behind the water that we are suggesting, but it's not a big ask. We're not asking you guys to go above and beyond, really. It's just that what you have been used to drinking has probably not been anywhere close to enough. And that's just a reality. Everyone walking around dehydrated out there in the world. All right, hit me up with those questions. Let's get rolling on them. We are in week one. Some questions you guys are asking. People still chatting about the scale, talking about how it's going up. And yes, that's expected. And also some of you are talking about how it's not moving anymore. It moved in the first week and now it's stopped moving. That just means that your body's adjusting to the weight that you've lost. Please, 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 for the sake of your sanity, my sanity, my team's sanity, please, if you have not seen it, review the scale post, watch the video, take a look at that post I did yesterday on fluctuations on the scale. Like, it is normal for the scale to fluctuate. It's normal for it to go up, for it to go down, for it to plateau. It's normal for it to go up and down, up and down, up and down. Every time the scale goes up does not mean that you've gained weight. It just means the scale has fluctuated. That is all. Nobody is going to gain weight by following the food plan and eating all the foods. Even if you're eating, like, you know, huge, massive portions, you're not going to gain weight when you follow the food plan. So we need everyone to really understand what real weight loss looks like. Also, what it feels like. Great idea to watch the detox video if you haven't done that. Four main videos. My method, the food plan, the detox video, the scale video. Definitely give those a watch if you haven't yet. All right, let's get right into those questions. What a weird week. The kids are off again today. I know in the States you guys had the holiday on Monday. Here we've been slammed by Snowmageddon. The snow is everywhere and we can't get anywhere. So we are on our second snow day. Day in which the kids were supposed to go back to school after being off for like over a month. So I know that's thrown a loop. Just kind of deep breaths, everybody. Deep breaths, especially when you're trying to do something, like you're trying to finally focus on yourself. You know, you're trying to finally focus on yourself and, you know, you got chaos happening. So just deep breaths. Remember, it's not about being perfect. Not about being perfect. All right, let's get into these questions. Let's get into it. Good morning. Good morning. Wow, you guys did an amazing job on your videos. Yeah, thanks, Debbie. We're always trying to level up. Listen, we also appreciate you guys who are coming back. We want to keep things fresh. We want to keep it new. We don't have to reinvent the wheel here because the program and the process works, but we're always leveling up. We're always leveling up. There's always more that you can do. I was saying that I'm not here to do the minimum. It's just kind of how I am and how I function. I set the bar real high around here, but understand also, this is not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about the process. And there's a lot of wiggle room under there. Lots of wiggle room under there. Hi, Kate. Been following the sickness protocol for a week, but yesterday finally didn't. Feels good to be back on program. Good. Happy to feel that you're finally feeling better. So many of you not feeling so great. It's always a bummer when you start the program. Follow that sickness protocol. Honestly, it's the best way to navigate moving forward. I know you probably feel like you're set back or, you know, that's not the way you wanted to start, but it ain't going to mean anything at the end of this process. You know, it's not going to affect your journey at all. In fact, sometimes it can fast track you because when you're sick, your body goes into this overtime, you know, healing, which always leads to detox because it's the same process, right? We're piggybacking the same detox process that our body uses when you are sick. So kind of like same situation. So in the interim, when you're sick, you might not have much of an appetite and your weight will be elevated because your body's retaining water to try to help you heal. When your appetite comes back, you're going to notice that your weight will drop right back down and Kate will probably continue to drop. So that's why, I mean, you can use sickness to your advantage. When you start to feel better, you get back on plan. Again, the food plans for a rhyme and a reason, processing foods in and out, supports detox, your weight will drop right back down and then will continue to drop. That's normally how it goes with that sickness protocol. Hi, Janice. Good morning. Welcome to today, a fresh page, a day to set amazing intentions. Enjoy the sunshine. Yes. Reminder to take your vitamin D. We are going to be talking about supplements. Oh my goodness. Next week, week two, we'll be breaking down and talking supplements with you guys. Setting intentions. Our returning members are really great at this. You'll find that they do this on the question of the day post. They use that to set their intentions. Feel free to use that. You don't have to just ask a question, right? You can use it to set your intentions. Hi, Laura. Just an FYI, I had someone send me a message asking if the Livy program works so well. Why is this my fourth group and why do I keep signing up? Isn't that so bizarre? It's so weird. It's so bizarre. I get it though. I get it. But like, how small-minded is that, right? And this is why also people just can't lose weight, is that they're not patient. They don't take the time. Listen, my program is not rocket science. It's 30 years of experience, hands-on, recognizing what works, what doesn't work. You know, it's a lot of common sense. And then a lot of the secret to this process is giving the body the time. How many of you would be so quick to quit when the scale stops moving or the scale is up or, you know, you can't follow for a few days, right? I mean, that's the thing, is that this morning when I got on here, I was going to jump on here and say to people, you can lose weight. And I know that sounds like a really simple statement, but I think a lot of people actually aren't sure that they can lose weight. They're not sure, even with how hard they're trying, that they're going to be able to do this. You can lose your weight. Every single person right now listening to me, you can lose your weight. There's nothing standing in your way. Your body is not trying to make you fat. Every extra pound of fat is hard on your body. Your body is happy to get rid of it. It's just that we are so stressed out. We got so many things going on, and including our body. It's got a lot of other things to focus on other than fat loss. And we're constantly also reinforcing the message that we need our fat. So we're sending mixed messages to our body. We're either starving ourselves one day, overeating the next day. It's all very confusing to our body. So a lot of it is just calming down the body and helping to create a path forward. And this is what's so great about the program. It's a very systematic method. It's how to not only lose weight 101 in a healthy, maintainable way, but it's how to make your body healthy 101. And people, we talked about a great conversation last night. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I can't remember who asked the question or shared that they were concerned, that they felt like they were never, ever, ever going to be able to lose this weight. And that those feelings can feel really real, but it's not real. It's like, so saying that you're never going to lose weight is like saying that this pandemic is never going to end. It's going to end. I know it feels like we're in it forever. It feels like we're going to be wearing masks forever. It feels like we're going to be, you know, dealing with vaccine. It feels like it's never going to end, but it's going to fucking end, you guys. The fucking pandemic is not going to go on for the rest of your life. We're not going to be dealing with a pandemic for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, sure, it might change things, but you know, it happened in when, you know, with the Spanish flu. People dealt with it. It lasted for a few years. And then, you know, we went back to living our lives and we forgot all about it. And we will forget all about this as well in the years to come. So, you know, saying you won't lose weight is like saying that, like really believing that you're never going to lose weight is like really truly believing that the pandemic is going to be here for the rest of your life. And although it freaking feels like it right now, honest to God, it feels like it. It's not true. It's not true. And the same goes for any of you. If you take yourself out of the game because you think you can't lose weight, you are taking yourself out of the game. Your body did not make this decision. Your body's like, are you for real? Well, how are we supposed to lose the weight if you just give up and you don't keep trying, you know? Like, I get the diets that you've done in the past have failed you. You know, you've lost and gained and lost and gained and lost and gained and lost again. This is different. I mean, I think all it takes is spending 5 minutes in this program to recognize it's different. So back to you. Back to you, Laura. You know, people don't know that there's a program like this exists. They have no clue what we're doing in here. They don't get it. It's keto, it's low fat. Like, you know, I had this person out there try to do an analysis on my program that had no freaking clue what we do here. Like, people will try to judge the program on the first week. People will try to judge the program off of a Facebook Live that I did the week leading up to the program. People think that they know what it's all about because people are sick. Well, it must be low fat or low carb or no carb. It must be keto. Because it works, because they can only associate with what they know works, right? So yeah, a big part of this process is just giving the body the time that it needs to make change. You just cannot take pounds and pounds of fat out of the body, you know, and not have the body need to adjust. The body gets used to working at a certain like homeostasis. The body gets used to set point theory, if you want. Your body gets used to functioning at a certain level. Your body temperature, your hormones, your metabolism, your blood flow, everything has adjusted to meet your body where it's at and how it's functioning from this place right now. So you go taking pounds of fat, pounds of inflammation, pounds of insulation, pounds of excess energy reserve, pounds of, you know, where your hormones and stuff are stored, and take that out of your body. Well, fuck, your body needs to make adjustments to that. You can't just like take pounds of fat. In fact, we have stories to share. Anna Blachuto, our Anna, who we're going to have on Tea Time, we're going to talk to her. She did the program. She's lost, I think, 100 pounds now. Her husband, David, equally as much weight. But the story goes that he had lost so much weight that he was taking blood pressure medications. He ended up in the hospital because he was having heart issues. Well, it turns out he had lost so much weight so fast in such a healthy way that he no longer needed his blood pressure medication. It was causing him all sorts of issues. Because your heart is a muscle, and his heart had grown to work to the size of his body. So think about this. Your heart has grown to support the size of your body. Blood pressure medication is to make sure that your heart doesn't continue to grow, to keep it at a regular size. So when you lose weight, guess what? The size of your fucking heart needs to change. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is major. This is major. And the reason why I'm emphasizing it with the F-bombs is because I don't think people really grasp and understand what the body goes through when you want it to lose 20 pounds in a week, right? Like, there's a lot of work the the body has to do, a lot of adjustments that are made, and the body needs a lot of time to do all that. This is why, you know, people who get frustrated in the first week of the program, like, I get this, but like, come on, like, come on now. Come on now, you're frustrated, you're ready to quit. Like, maybe I'll hang in there, maybe I won't. Oh, I'm getting really frustrated. Like, listen, I get it. I'm not trying to make fun or invalidate your feelings, but come on. You know, like, come on. Like, if you are really serious about losing your weight finally and fucking forever, and it has taken you 20 years to get to this place, then heads up. It's going to take you a little bit more time. It's a little bit more time. And I know you want it bad, and I know you wanted it yesterday, but listen, your body can only do what your body can do. So a big part of this process for people is the amount of weight that they need to lose, right? And some people, you just can't lose 100 pounds in 3 months. You just can't. I mean, the goal is to lose as much as possible, but the reality is you can't. And even if you did lose your weight, right? It's just because you're done losing on the scale. It doesn't mean your body's done supporting or addressing all the reasons it felt the need to store that fat in the first place. So you're not done yet. And what's the harm in following through again, even just to level up? If you're looking to maintain your weight, it's a great option for that and helps your body really level up. When people have, the point of this is when people have things to say about the program, it's because they have no fucking clue what the program is about. It's a lot. And it's so hard to explain to them, right? It's so hard to explain because it's such a process. There's so many working parts to it. I try to post, for example, first of all, people out there, they're so small-minded and short-sighted. You know, I will do a post out there talking about my top three supplements to help with weight loss, right? Like omega-3, vitamin D, magnesium. And sure as shit, someone's going to come along and be like, you can't tell people they're going to lose weight if they just start taking vitamin D. Well, obviously not. If just a person who's not mindful about what they're eating and drinking and doing just starts taking vitamin D, it might not help with their weight loss. Also, it might, because when you're deficient in vitamin D, it can affect your ability to loot your body to focus on fat loss, but that's a whole other thing. So yeah, okay, I'm not telling people that, you know, if you just take vitamin D, omega-3, and magnesium, you're going to lose weight. But those three things can definitely help if you're deficient, because if you're deficient, it can definitely impair your ability for your body to focus on fat loss. And combined with all those other things, absolutely can make a big difference. But people are really short-sighted in the diet industry. Eat less, exercise more. Calories in versus calories out. So if you're eating less and exercising more, why would you need to keep signing up for a program to do it, right? So I totally get where people are coming from. Anyway, let me read this. Just as an FYI, and just so you guys know, just as an FYI, I don't give a freaking rat's ass what people outside of the program who aren't doing the program think about the program. This is why when the program starts, this is my sole and only focus. You know, this is it. This is our crew. You know, we could probably make hundreds of thousands of dollars by, you know, letting more people into the group. I know so many of you have friends and family who want in. We know because we see you inviting them to the group. We don't do that. We have our core group of people. You are our focus, and we move forward from here. And that is because this is a lot of conversations are getting people to kind of move through this process, right? And we don't want to bring new energy into that. And you know, you guys are getting to the point where you're starting to see this come together for you. And we don't want to add new people who are all like, is this going to work? And la, la, la. And meanwhile, you're just getting to a place where you feel like it's going to work. You know, we don't want to inject new energy of new people, you know, questioning that and whatever. So we got our people. We got our core group. So this is our focus here. And we could really care less about what people are saying to you out there. However, we're going to have a lot of conversations because people will say anything and everything. When it comes to weight loss and dieting, people say the weirdest shit, I swear. They're constantly overstepping, making comments about your body, making comments about your food, making comments about what you're eating and not eating. Like, it's just, people say the weirdest shit. They'll say all sorts of things. Oh my God, you're drinking so much water, you're gonna die. Oh my God, you're still following that plan. Yes, Sally, I've been doing a diet for 3 weeks now. I have 40 pounds to lose. I might need to do it a little bit longer than 3 weeks. So I'm probably gonna be following this diet for a little longer. You know, people are gonna have everything to say. Oh my God, you're losing too much weight. Like they'll be going, is that program working? Like you don't look any different 2 months down the road. Oh, are you sure you're not losing too much weight? Is this safe? Like, you know, people just say anything and everything when it comes to dieting. So try to ignore it. Anyway, let me read what you have to say. Let me read your actual question. I had someone send me a message asking me if the Livvy program works so well. Why is this my fourth group and why do I keep signing up? I sign up and will continue to sign up because I need the daily motivation. That's how I got to this place of being overweight. I need the coaching. The program is so successful. I've had surgeries, accidents, death, and so much more about me that nobody would know. Yeah, right? And you're not going to fix it overnight. I love this. So I have succeeded in every group and I will continue to sign up. It's not your loss if you don't sign up, it's mine. Yeah, right? And I love this. You know, it's a positive, safe space for you to come and focus and work towards, you know, leveling up your life. Like, yeah, and this program is, you know, it was designed as a lifestyle method. What I realized is that by eating healthy and, you know, giving my body what it needs and being in tune and paying attention, it was great. It was not only great for weight loss, but it was really great to help make people healthy. And really, it so quickly becomes less about the food and weight, losing the weight, and more about all the other things, you know, like dropping your meds and feeling better and pooping better and sleeping better and all of those things. You know, it's just a happy place. It's a positive space. And it's a, you know, working on yourself is constant. I may not have weight to lose, but I have a lot of issues that I'm working through for sure. You know, I have a lot of goals that I want to achieve. And I still work through fear of, you know, sabotage and fear of failure and fear of success and all those things, you know. At the end of the day, once you are done losing on the scale, it doesn't mean your body is done adjusting and to the changes that you have made and continuing to address why it was feeling need to store fat and continue to help level up. Your every minute of the day, your body is constantly repairing and rebuilding and regenerating, and your body's sole responsibility in life is to keep you alive and have you working at the most optimal level. So that don't stop. That shit don't stop. I love Rochelle, hello. Thank you, Gina and team, for this amazing program. Excited to be back at the winter group. If we show up each day, follow the plan, do the work, you will absolutely reach your goals. Yes, 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 and more. Yes, Rochelle, happy new year. Nice to see you. Rochelle is one of our sort of regulars on our morning lives. It's always nice to see her. She always gives the best shares. If you are a returning member, if you are a new member and you are participating in the lives, keep your eyes on the returning member comments. They always share such good tidbits, great takeaways. Always so good. But that's the thing. Every single person in here can lose this weight. You are going to lose it, right? Probably not on your timeline, and it might be a little bit more work than you expected, or it might be easier than you expected. You are on the road, right? You are on the road. You got on this road. You decided you're going to work towards finally and forever. You are going to get there. You might get detoured. You might have bumps in the road. You might get a fucking snowstorm where you're stuck in the road for 2 days. Like, is what's happening here? You might have detours and roadblocks and bumps in the road, and then you might purposely decide to do layovers and go sightseeing and visit friends and family, and then you're going to get back on the road, you know? And this is where you might do one group, and then you sped along, and then you do the next group, and there's all these detours, and then you do the next group. You have to put in the time that your body needs to lose this weight, right? You have to put it in. There's just no way around that. Chances are your body's not going to perform on your timeline. You can do all the things to try to get it to perform on your timeline or as close as you possibly can, right? So there's things that you're going to have to work through physically, things that you're going to have to work through mentally, but you're absolutely going to get there if you don't take yourself out of the game. There's no way around this when it comes to weight loss unless you want that fat liposuctioned out, which, guess what? If you don't make any lifestyle changes and you don't change the things that you're doing, that fat will come back. It'll just grow in the spots that you have fat left. That's liposuction. Everyone has in the back of their mind, oh, I'll just get liposuction. Will you? Have you ever actually met someone who's had liposuction before? It's not pretty when that fat starts coming back, because what liposuction, you take the fat cells out, right? When you lose weight, you don't lose fat cells, just what fills the fat cells. But when you do liposuction, you suck those fat cells out, so that when you do gain weight, because you will, because you haven't worked through any issues, you haven't changed your lifestyle, you haven't addressed any habits, that fat comes back where you do have fat cells. So it leads to really weird pockets of fat. That's something that the liposuction industry doesn't tell you. You know, there's something about every industry that they're not telling you. Same with the diet industry, right? So that's not a great option. Some of you may have in the back of your mind, oh, I'll just get it liposuctioned one day. Now, even the SureSculpt, right? Let's get it melted. Wow, do you see? Yes, that works great when it works great. Do you see what happens when it doesn't work great? It actually has the ability to cause your body to double the fat cells. So now we have people who had a little bit of fat, they tried to get it melted off, and now they're uncontrollably growing fat in that area and causing them to be disfigured. Like, it's great to have these other options in the back of our mind, but those aren't real life either. You don't want liposuction. You don't want to get it melted off. There are massive major side effects of that. When at the end of the day, all you needed to do is take a little bit of time and help your body get rid of this fat. That's what we're doing here. You have gained the weight for whatever reason, probably sending mixed messages over the year, long periods of time without eating, high stress, lack of sleep, overeating, high sugar, all bunch of stuff. has caused your body to feel the need to gain the weight you have gained. All the diets that you've done, every time you, you know, starved and deprived yourself and reinforced the fact you needed fat, caused the body to feel the need to store fat. So now you're addressing the body's needs so it no longer feels the need to store fat. And then what we have to do is we have to help the body make this a priority. So then we're going to help get the body to focus on fat loss as we go. And then not only that, do we have to get its, you know, attention and make it a priority. We also have to create the environment so it physically can do that. We have to make sure we're drinking enough water. Not crazy amounts. It's not more than we need, but enough to be hydrated so the body can follow through and get that fat out. You know, we have to make sure that we're keeping things routine and zen internally so the body can focus on fat loss and not on all the other million things. So this is resources and logistics. Weight loss is resources, logistics, and working through your own shit. That's what weight loss is about. So I got the resources down. I told you, I'm telling you guys everything that you need to do. Logistics is just making sure you're doing those things and then giving your body the time that it needs, right? At the end of the day. And then you got to work through all your issues and associations, all the stuff you tied in around food. That's it. That's the process right there. Boom, in your face. So it's not a matter of is it going to work or isn't going to work. It's just a matter of when am I going to get there, right? You're going to get there. It's just when are you going to get there? So it's just breaking it down. But what we tend to do is we let our emotions in. We bring our old baggage from old diets. So we're not sure. It's messing with our belief system. You know, I've done this before. Is it going to work again? You know, that's really what we're working against ourselves. We need to get out of our own way, right? We need to get out of our own way and we need to just show up and do the things that we need to do and do it for long enough that are going to translate into results regardless of what the bullshit that we're saying to ourselves in our head, because it's used to like functioning in such a negative, right? Like we're reworking how your body's come to function physically and then resetting all of it so you're actually in tune and your body has no need to store fat. And then we're also reworking and rewiring your brain, how you've, the patterns of behavior and response to things and how you respond mentally when things happen to you and your internal dialogue, you know, that why'd you eat this? Why'd you eat that? You're going to eat this, going to eat that, blah, 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 you're the worst, blah, 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 like all that kind of really negative self-talk, right? So we have to rewire all of that as well and how our brains have come to function. So there's a lot of stuff that we are doing here. It is all very much doable. Following the plan kind of puts it in a nice package for you. And, you know, this is why if you follow the food plan and you do the things that we suggest that you do, again, not blindly, ask all the questions that you need. You make the tweaks that you need to make each week. It really can be as simple as that because we've done all the work for you. Men, the reason why men do so well on program, honestly, is yes, their bodies are not designed to store weight the way women's are. So that's one massive advantage. But they don't get in their head the way women do. They just don't. I work with men. I'm like, okay, this is what you need to do. They're like, okay, thanks. Ask any questions they have. And then they just do it. You know, women are like, oh, I'm not sure about this. And am I overeating this? And I'm like, what about that? And then I saw this today and that says that. Maybe I should add this. And then, but what about this? And what about that? And listen, it's just the way our brains work. And we're all kind of experts at dieting. The problem is you guys are experts at doing all the wrong diets. And so you're taking that with you and bringing that into this process. So you've got a lot of knowledge about a lot of things up here and you're trying to think about how it all fits into this process. Chances are it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit because everything you've learned from dieting is different from what you actually need to do to reach that finally and forever. La 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 la. Yes, so some of you are talking about how the feed is a little glitchy. We're having massive major snowstorms here. So it probably is something on our end or, you know, your end. it's probably just the weather. Good morning, Amanda. Hi. Today's intention is to go for a walk at lunch and support my mental health. Oh, I love that. I love that. Hi, Carrie Ann. Fresh eyes. I need this today. I'm all over the map this week. Scale going up and down, which is normal, I know, but darn it all, letting in those bites of bits and not being as consistent as I know I should be. So intention today is following the food plan and to a T and getting all the water in, no bites of bits. Let's get it done. Okay, let's talk about coming back again because there is a lot to that, right, man? Fuck, you're still here. You're still doing it. You're back again. It's hard. It's a skill to bring that kind of new vibe and energy. Think new you, new body. Like, cause, and I can say that I'm not into the new year, new you stuff. I'm not into, if you're into that. But when I talk about new you, new body, like, cause you've done the work to change your pattern of thought, right? You to change how your body's function. You really are bringing a new body to the table. It's amazing the changes your body can make in a few short months, right? It's amazing the things that it can address in a few short months. So it already worked on those those issues, address those things. You've elevated your headspace, right? You've worked through some shit. So now you are here fresh and new and ready to do this again. So that is sort of like the best advice I could bring, because it does kind of, you get some program fatigue, like, or just kind of working out weight loss fatigue. Like, oh my God, like, you know what I mean? It can be like, this is taking a while. So sometimes you need a bit of a fresh perspective. And that's the best insight as I can. Like, recognize you really are bringing a fresh new you to the table with this process if you're coming back, right? Recognize you have the advantage with this. So make it, maybe you need to dig in. Rather than being like, oh, I got this, you need to be like, oh yeah, let's see what I can do with this. Like, really bring this energy. Reframe it, and also check your why. Because the why that you used last group, chances are, is different this group. The why that you've been using for 20 years, chances are, is not the why that you need moving forward, right? Especially after the last couple of years. So check that why. You know, why are you here? Why are you doing this? That could be some really great motivation, because chances are that has changed. You know, that has changed. Also, reframe the process. Is this a project? Is it a journey? Like, maybe last time it was a project, right? And maybe now it's like an adventure. Maybe you're like, here, you lost your weight, you know, you're working on whatever, you know, now you're here for something new. Let's see what we can do, right? Let's see how good I can get my sleep. Let's see how, you know, energetic I can be. Let's, you know, maybe I want to start working out and I want to be consistent about and not making all these life changes and all these things I want to do. Let's see what I can do, you know? So maybe it's the way that you're framing it. Could be your why, what your motivator is, and then also could be the way that you're framing it. So just checking those two things can interject some new life into the process, some new life into the process, you know? This morning I was up 1.1. Hi, Carolyn, but I'm just going to trust the process that up means down. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Up usually means down. It up usually means down. Again, that is just simply because as the body's going to get stuff out, it usually retains water. It's like your menstrual cycle. And for most of you, what weight loss looks like and feels like is going to feel like your PMS. And when your menstrual cycle hits, or when it did hit before in your life, where you are going along and then all of a sudden your weight, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, why am I so bloated? And why is my weight? Why am I? And then you're like, oh yeah, my period's coming. Oh yeah. You know, it's very, and then you feel kind of off and you feel achy and you feel nauseated and you feel blah, and you know what I mean? And then your period hits, and then you're constipated too. And then your period hits and you get those loose bowel movements. And then, you know, you work it out. Next thing you know, you're feeling great on the other side. So it's very similar. It's very similar. It's like, it's the same process. So just like it's normal for your weight to go up, then when it'll come back down. Hi, Nikki McRobbie. My brain is a little fried. If your scale is bouncing up and down, yes, you need to add a bit more water. I wanted to talk about that. There's a name for that, bounce back effect. So some of you already started to talk about how the scale bounces up and down, bounces up and down, bounces up and down, bounces up again. Read that scale post. You want to know what you're dealing with. Scale bouncing up and down, we call the bounce back effect. Usually this means your body's trying to detox, but it can't. Usually a little bit more water is exactly what you need to kind of get the body into focusing and releasing that fat. Generally, and this is what I will tell people, will say this, and then, you know, 2 days later you'll come back and you'll be like, oh my God, you were right. You told me to drink more water and my weight dropped. It's just like, if you do this, the body responds like that, right? That's this usually, and you're doing this and the body's trying to respond and it just needs a little bit more water is usually all the fix for that. That bouncing up and down. It's bounce back effect. There's a name for it. The scale keeps going up for me, so hopefully that big drop. Yep, and usually equal and opposite reaction. Some people will have like a big up and then they'll have a big drop, right? So big up and big drop. You will never have a big of up as you do in the initial few weeks of the program, because the body can be a bit reactive, especially if you are coming off keto or some restrictive diets. The body might like be holding on and be like, yeah, not sure. But be consistent with the program and it'll get sure real quick. And the next thing you know, it's working in the opposite direction. So that can be normal, but that won't stop you from the weight eventually trickling down, right? That's what it's all about. Hi, Deborah. Not feeling guilty, but disappointed in myself. Woke up at 1:30 last night. Couldn't sleep. Got up hungry. Couldn't face water after drinking 4 liters for the first time. So listen, you're making a lot of changes. The body's, you know, is also making a lot of change too. You're going to notice your sleep is going to be interrupted. You're going to have times when you feel amazing and times when you feel off, times when you're feeling sleeping great and times when it's interrupted, right? In the middle of the night, I want you guys to check out the cravings post today if you're new. You have this thing called your migrating motor complex. And that is really what's responsible for a lot of the tummy rumblings and what we think is hunger pains. And your migrating motor complex really kicks in at night. And because the detox process can wake you up in the middle of the night and have you go into the bathroom, you're going to pick up and notice that sometimes. And sometimes people call it like, if I felt like my stomach was like eating itself. And I'm like, well, were you really hungry? And you're like, what? My stomach felt like it was eating itself. Like I felt really hungry. That is your migrating motor complex. That is the system that your body has in play after your body turns on and starts digesting your food, to kind of make sure the food goes to where it needs to get. This is why eating six times a day is not normal. It's not normal. This is a means to an end. Eventually, we're going to phase you off the food plan, and you definitely don't, once you've lost your weight, don't want to go live your life eating six times a day. Now, no, you might eat six times some days, but it's normal for your body to, when you eat, your digestive system turns on for the same at the same amount, no matter if you're having something small to eat or big. It stays on for about 90 minutes, and then it's followed with about 90 minutes of self-cleaning and cleansing and making sure, you know, everything gets to where it needs to go. So it's really not normal to be eating so often, and we really are stressing the body out, making it work extra hard for its food. Again, we're going to lay off that. We're going to switch that up and change that in the weeks to come. So that's your migrating motor complex. So some of you are also picking up on that during the day as well. This is why some of you are like eating lunch at 12 o'clock, and then at 1 o'clock, you're like starving, and you're like, oh my God, I just ate lunch. I'm so hungry. Well, chances are your food is just digesting. Your migrating motor complex is starting to kick in, and that's what you're picking up on. We talked this last night. We had a great conversation about guilt. You know, listen, you're here right now. And this is what I mean. Like, your body felt the need to store fat. It doesn't even matter why you gain the weight. It's so irrelevant why you gain the weight at this point. Right now, you've decided that you're going to help your body get rid of it. So this week is all about giving the body what it needs so it no longer feels the need to store fat. That's why it's really important to be consistent, eat to satisfaction, and be really patient and just really focus on that. Because once we you know, address why your body's feeling the need to store fat, trust us, we're going to be relentless in getting it to focus on fat loss. But we want to go about it the right way. But you know, the feelings of guilt, they're real. You know, there's, you know, they come from a lot of different places for a lot of different reasons. Just know and trust that you're here helping your body be as healthy as possible and trying to lose this weight in the healthiest ways. And there should be no guilt around that. You know, I know you're still going to have guilt. You're going to still feel guilty for a variety of different ways. I still do. You know, I'm a great mom, but do I have mom guilt? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I got a lot, you know, and people tell me I'm a great mom, and I know I'm a great mom, but that doesn't stop the fact that I still have mom guilt, you know. So chances are you're going to feel guilty, you're going to feel ways, you're going to have all sorts of different feelings, but know and trust that you're doing this program, which is really healthy for your body and really healthy for your mind. And it's really also designed to take a holistic approach to help you work through your issues and your associations and that you've attached in around food, help you work through using food for things other than nutritional requirements, eating because you're bored, eating because you're stressed. So this is really great program to help you evolve physically and mentally and help you make change. You know, so that is something you can definitely feel good about. The only person putting the pressure on you is you at the end of the day. Like, really, honestly, you're the one who wants this done on a certain timeline. You're the one putting the pressure on yourself at the end of the day. And a lot of the way we feel and the guilt that we feel about this process is habit. It's habit. And a lot of it is rightfully so from the diet industry, all your insecurities and you're not sure and all of that, and that have deepened the belief system that you're never going to lose this weight. You know, that's the damage that the diet industry has done on you. And this is why, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on this is different. Like, when people always say, oh my God, there's so much information, it's so overwhelming. I'm like, yeah, I'm not apologizing for it. I'm not apologizing for the extensive information that, you know, we try to give to everybody to answer the questions you have, you know, to try to help explain how this process is different. Like, it's a lot of fucking work for some people. But guess what? If it's a lot of fucking work, chances are you need to do the work to get the results that you want to get, you know? And so, you know, this is definitely not an easy process. We like to make it fun, but it's absolutely doable. It's absolutely doable. But there's a lot of shit you're going to be working through, including working through your own issues, right? And so this is, again, like getting out of your own way. So you're going to have the guilty feelings. Do what you can. Mel Robbins is great. I love her. She's great. Gabby Bernstein is great. There's a few people out there who are really great. They got sorts of great tips for changing your dialogue, like choosing again, where if you start to feel yourself be negative, start to throw some nice words at yourself. Like whenever I say, God, I'm the worst mom in the world, I immediately take it back. I say, no, I'm not. I'm a great mom. I care about my children. I go above and beyond. I may have moments where I can't give them the attention that they need, but they're doing great, you know, and I make up for it. And so I say things like that when I get on myself, especially when I say them out loud. When I'm saying things like that, like I'm the worst mom in the world, out loud, you know, I'm really not in a great headspace. And this is where I have to choose. And rather than having someone like Tony or someone in my life say, no, you're not, I need to say it for myself. No, I'm not. I'm a great mom. I'm really good at this and I'm good at that and I'm whatever, you know? So whenever my insecurities creep in and I start to verbalize it to myself, I make a point of like choosing again and saying other things to counteract that. No, I'm doing really great here. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, maybe I'm not having the best day, but that's not reflective, you know, of how I'm showing up for myself in general, right? So the guilt is real. The guilt is real. The guilt is real. Hi, Tanya. Good morning. This is my third session. I know it works. I just need to put my mind in the right frame of mind and check that fresh eyes post again. Yep, absolutely. I think my water intake changed even more since I started a new workout plan. My weight keeps going up and down. I know what I need to do, but seem to have a hard time getting there, but I will get there. Yes. So making those adjustments, right? As lifestyle changes. So if you're adding in a new workout routine, it's going to take your body time to adjust to that. You know, any new routine in life, also cut yourself some slack there, right? Like a lot of us went from having our kids at school to then having our kids at home, and that was very disruptive to our routines. So like the snow, this is not that, I would imagine this week is not how many of you thought you were going to start this week, right? You know, taking a couple days off to have to be home with your kids. We thought we're going to get our kids back to school. Even we're going to get our kids back to school. We're going to get back into our routines. I'm going to start working out, you know, gives that a little bit more time, you know, and then they're home again, you know? So just kind of, you got to go with the flow and you have to be changing and adapting. Two reasons why people gain weight back: they don't put time into maintenance. That's really important, which we're going to talk about at the end, and situational change. They don't adapt to situational change. If you lost your weight at home, and then you're maintaining in a routine at home, and all of a sudden you get a new job and your whole new routine changed, your stress levels are higher. You need to adjust with that. Your environment might be drier. You need to adjust with that. Your energy output might increase. You need to adjust to that. So that's why once you've lost your weight, then the great thing about it is we're losing weight in such a healthy way, physically, mentally, but also in a way that's going to leave us in tune to our body's needs. So it's just a matter of going and living your life and just being mindful, you know, being in tune. Like if you're the kind of person who before this program would go all day long without eating because you're so focused on your work, then you're going to need to make a mental note that you are like that. You are that kind of person. So once you've done losing your weight, you don't want to get back into that habit again. So maybe set reminders midday to check in on yourself, because I'm like that. Like, you know, Sonia's been coming to work here and working with us for the last couple of weeks. I've been eating like a rock star following the plan. Yesterday she wasn't here because of the snowstorm. Chaos. I wasn't here. I didn't have her to give me my fruit snack and give me my nut snack and give me my veg snack. And Tony and I are like, oh my God, where's Sonia? We're going to starve to death over here. Because we're just like so into working that we're not like, we know that that's what we're like, right? So again, it's just a matter of, you know, if you get into those habits, you just don't want to create a habit of going all day long without eating again. So, you know, any one day not being able to get what you need, and it's not going to make or break or anything like that, but it's just being really self-aware. All right, I am going to, morning Gina, is there information on menstrual cycles and pregnancy breastfeeding? What about menopause? Can I find some details on this? Okay, so let's make sure that we are continuing to watch the check-in video each day, right? And that's really, really, really important. I do try to keep them short and sweet. I also try to really guide you guys through the process and talk about relative information where we're at. So today, if you pop into the group, so make sure that you are, first of all, using the guides. Make sure that, like a lot of questions were asked yesterday that are obvious that people weren't around for prep week, like a lot of questions like, can we have chocolate? Can we chew gum? Can I put cream in my coffee? Like those are all, where were you guys for prep week? You know, like I appreciate and want you guys to ask questions, but also we're being really real here and we are expecting you guys to review the information. Like we're not here to like be your resource. We're here to help answer questions about the resources and the information and guide you to find the information. So at every day, at the top of the, every day we do a, I do a check-in video and I talk about things that we're posting and talking about each day. And then right beside that, I do the questions post. But if you actually read the text each day, it says what we're posting and what we're talking about. So that's my point for that. But today we have a post. So today we have a post on pregnancy, fertility, and nursing. This is what I mean, you guys. This is why we have this book. If there's a post, like, this is why people are like, oh, there's so much information. But yeah, because everyone's got a question about everything. So if you have a question, chances are we have a post about it. If you have this book, it's great because it has the table of contents. And it's got everything that we're going to be talking about and when. So that can be really helpful if you're wondering. And then also, if you have the book, you can just skip and read. Like this here, you can skip and read right to the post on fertility and nursing. If you're just using in the group, then you have to wait until the posts are posted. And how you know when we're posting it is on that timeline. But also, my point is, in the welcome guide, there is a program index. So in the welcome guide, we also did a whole outline of all the different topics that we're going to be talking about. So if you're wondering if we're going to talk about this, or wondering if we're going to talk about that, if you're wondering when, check your book or read it over yourself. But if you're in the group and you don't have the book, in the welcome guide is that program index that gives a whole overview of all the different things that we're going to be talking about for sure. So yes, we are definitely going to be talking about that. Menopause is not really a conversation, honestly, because the whole program addresses hormones. I don't like to use the word balance your hormones because that's not really true. Your hormones are always in flux. More support. The program really supports your hormones. So menopause is not an issue. Unfortunately, it cannot be an excuse to not be successful on plan. And all the things you are doing on this program plan, giving your body the nutrients it needs, drinking water, being hydrated, adding in supplements that can be beneficial and support the body's needs, also managing things like your stress and your sleep and moving your body. And we suggest things like get your blood work done and check in with your doctor. And, you know, we have a whole post of 20 things you can do to maximize your efforts, all beneficial in terms of addressing any concerns menopause-wise, right? And with your hormones. We also are going to have Jen Pike. She's going to be joining us. She's going to be joining us a couple different times. We're going to be talking about hormones, what you can do to address them on program and plan and such, but not really a concern. Neither, honestly, is pregnancy. There's no reason why you can't be pregnant and lose weight and grow a nice, healthy baby. We've had lots of women cycle through the program. Same thing with nursing. Initial changes with nursing can affect, obviously, the baby, but that's with any change in your diet, any new foods that you introduce. That should sort itself out. Even supplement-wise, pretty much everything is okay. Collagen might be iffy depending on what your healthcare provider suggests. And then fertility. The program is all about making your body healthy, you know, and internally nice and calm and zen. So obviously we always get people who reach out and they're concerned with fertility. And we also get people who share that they get pregnant program. If that is you, and we also recognize if you are trying to get pregnant, you get pregnant on plan. We do not suggest reaching out to us personally because we don't answer DMs about the program and such. But in this case, because I know some of you get pregnant, and you have friends and family in the group, and you have questions about being pregnant, but you don't want to announce it to everyone yet, then feel free to reach out behind the scenes. We can help advise. On that note, I'm super excited about this week. Off to a really weird start, but we're moving, we're grooving. I love the questions that you guys are asking. Keep them coming. I'm going to go live tonight at 7 p.m. if you want to join me then. Remember that we also turn these lives into audio podcasts that you can find on Acast, Apple, and Spotify. Tony will add the link once we are done posting in the group. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I will check in later or see you tonight or see you bright and early at 9 a.m. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.